A recent report issued by the Congressional Budget Office shows as many as 27 million Americans would see their pay increase if Biden's proposal passes. Xander Heaston, a sophomore at Boston University, sees both sides of the argument, but thinks increasing the minimum wage would be worthwhile.
Well, I think raising it to $15 could benefit a lot of people, especially lower income workers like fast food workers and service industry. But it would pose a threat for just like where would that money come from.
But in the same report, the CBO says the increase could put over 1 million people out of work because of its effects on businesses. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa feels raising the minimum wage would have a negative impact.
The $15 federal minimum wage would be devastating for our hardest hit small businesses at a time when they can least afford it.
Supporters of the bill say there would be little effect on employment. Sophie Lee, a PhD candidate at BU and co-chair of the university's Women in Economics organization, says evidence shows that states that have already increased their minimum wages haven't seen negative effects.
Basically all the papers that Erin Jubei wrote already studied the minimum wage increases that have been implemented, and they didn't find any like unemployment effects.
But Lee also cautions that there are big differences in the cost of living between states like Alabama and Massachusetts, and a minimum wage hike at the federal level may not make sense. For WTBU News, I'm Patrick Donnelly in Boston.